This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hope and heartache as we begin year two of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on what Americans are telling us.
In an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll, about one in five Americans say they've lost a relative or a close friend to the coronavirus. But the public's fears about the virus have fallen to the lowest point since before new cases skyrocketed during the winter holidays. Only about a third of Americans now say they're very worried about themselves or a family member being infected. That's down from 4 in 10 in recent months. The poll finds about 1 in 3 do not intend to get vaccinated, with younger adults, people without college degrees, and Republicans the most reluctant. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Prince William says the royal family isn't racist.
Prince William defended Britain's monarchy against accusations made by his brother Prince Harry and sister-in-law Meghan.
Very much not a racist man.
William became the first royal to directly address the explosive interview broadcast Sunday in the US. William was also asked if he's recently contacted his brother.
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
Buckingham Palace's statement this week following the Winfrey interview has failed to quell the rumbling controversy. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is beginning this morning. A judge has just granted prosecutors' request to add a third-degree murder charge against Chauvin. Legal experts say the additional charge increases the odds that he will be convicted. So far, five jurors have been seated. Democrats are making a new push to pass major new gun control laws through Congress, starting in the House with stricter background checks. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. This is AP News. Soon, you won't be able to play Powerball anymore in Idaho.
Idaho lawmakers are ending the Powerball lottery in the state because of concerns about foreign participation. Powerball is expanding to include Australia later this year and Britain in 2022. As a result, Idaho lottery officials were seeking a change in the state law that only allows lotteries that are played in the U.S. and Canada. But the legislature's House State Affairs Committee voted 10-4 to kill the bill. Idaho, which was one of the first states to join Powerball in the 1990s, will have its last Powerball drawing in August. I'm Mike Gracia.
Okay, time for a laugh. Some are calling this tardy gras. Mobile, Alabama is considering staging a New Orleans Carnival-style parade in May after the face mask rule expires. It would be on May 21st. It would coincide with the commissioning of the USS Mobile, a Navy ship built in the city. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.